is the Yeshiv. You have the Hemshech of Yosef Yaakov. In other words, Yosef is the son of Yosef. The Elotas Yaakov is Yosef. If you take a look, the Dimyon was. It says there was a Dimyon Mitzadis Chachma that he taught him all the Chachma and so on. But the Ikka Dimyon is L'chura Mitzad de Yoifi. Yaakov, it says, was Shufa de Yaakov. Yosef looked like him. Yosef was a Mesasik at Mysinairus. Seems to be a Kava Dimyon in the end of Yoifi. And it's something that, the fact that seems to be what Yosef is most boiled in. The Mitzis Yosef is be Yoifi. And Yaakov, it says that Shufa de Yaakov came Shufa de Marishan. Yaakov's Yoifi is like a Marishan's Yoifi. Seems to be the Hemshech of the Kav of Yoifi. And it needs a Hezbeh Bechlal. It's something we have to be marked on what that Kav of Yoifi is. Lechura, you have on the one hand, by Avraham Avinu, it says by Sarah that he said, Ata Yadati Ki Ishi Fasmarat. And either the pshat is that he mamish didn't know, it's because of the tznius there was na'igva, like Rashi says, or Rashi's pshat that ato giazman loses levalze, which also means it was not, I knew about it beforehand, it wasn't significant in any way, it there was no so what, and b'meila, now it's nagia, we have to be mesim lev on it. So it's also the pshat that it wasn't relevant. On the other hand, for Yaakov Avinu, it's besides the fact that the Pesukim, when it says that Rochel Zifas Toya's Mashma, that was a very important component, Tanchuma says Mefurish, that since Rochel was Noya, Tanchuma says, Ein Lecha Noya Mirochel, and that's why he wanted her. Obishvul Noya Bikesh Yaakov Lisoisa. So it says that the Yoifi was the Maila of Yaakov. So, I mean, Lechura, Yaakov is the Bechir Shabbos. Yaakov is the culmination of this. If it's a big mile in Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu wasn't Nisyachas to Yoifi, then over here, how come there is this Yachas to Yoifi? And even if you say that the word Noah, you find a lot of times in Chazal, Shenoya b'maseha, that the word Noah means b'maseha. It's correct. Definitely, we're not only talking about, I mean, someone that's just plain Noah Bekufa is certainly not Noah. But the Etzem Bitui of Chazal, the fact that the Loshin for, there's a Maila in Maisim called Noah, we have to be Magdir, what's the difference between Maisim Toivim and Maisim Noim? In other words, Yoifi is an attribute l'chur that should be only to Dvarim Gashmim. Things are colorful, things are organized, things are interplayed nicely. The fact that it's used as a certain description for other milas means that Noi has a sense to it that it can describe other things as well, unique from Maisim Toivim. If we learn a Chazal and it says that it was Noah Maser, we say she did a lot of chesed, she did a lot of davening, she did a lot of good things, but that's not particularly the word Yoifi. There's a dimension in Ruchnius that's called Noah that would be parallel to Noah as used in the regular Yonim. And that's an Inyan that we have to look at. Another thing, it says that Yosef Avinu was about to do an avera, except to must yukne shal aviv nizdameloi. So, l'chura, I mean, the flavor of the psukim, the thrust of the psukim is that it was a gibber, it was aimed ben isoyen, and so on. The fact that it was the must yukne shal aviv, and the Lashon Chazal is, he said to him, you know, all the shvatim are going to be listed on the diamond, you want to not be listed. That's a chisaron Yosef. In other words, Yosef himself wasn't even ben Yisrael, except that his father pulled him out of it. I mean, by Yehuda Lamashal, where the Pesukim imply that he was not omid ben Yisrael, it's because his father wasn't there. What's the mail of Yosef? You see very clearly in Chazal on and on that Yosef Tzadikaya, Yosef Tzidkis says there was Omid Ben Yisoyim. Maru Ayom Vayonos, the Vayonos Achutza of Yosef. If we understand Chazal at Musi Yerushalviv, it was maybe a mile of Yaakov Avinu. Certainly was the mile of Yosef. There was something there at the Musi Yerushalviv. So those are the Nyanim that we want to understand. We want to understand the mile, the unique mile of Yoifi. And forgetting, it's Pasha that Yoifi has, we're talking about a certain Ruchtisik dimension Yoifi. But still, it has to express Yoifi somewhat. And understand the mile of Yaakov and Yosef, their Yoifi is something that's because they're the end of the Ovis. They're the climax of the Ovis. In other words, you have Avram, you have Yitzchak, you have Yaakov, and the Yaakov, because he's the epitome, the apex of the Ovis, that's why the mile of Yoifi is there. And Yosef is simply a more specific version of Yaakov. The Gemara says that Kol Nivroim Nivru, the Gemara in Chulin Nivru, the Kaimosam Nivru, everything that was created fully grown. Everything that was created was Bedaitam Nivru, fully cognizant, and Betsivyonam Nivru, in their full form, in their full Yoifi. The word Sivyon, like it has some sort of connotation of Yoifi, of shade, something of that nature. That's the Gemara. So the Maral explains. So Rashi says that the Bedaita means they were asked what Kaima they want and what Sivyon they want. The Maral learns very differently. The Maral says that we're talking about the whole Bria was created by Shleimus. In other words, the world didn't come into being as a nucleus that grew into being. It came as a full-fledged, mature world. So you have the Koima is the physical reality. So in other words, when Amish was born, when the world came into being, the trees came in as fully grown trees. Everything was fully formed. That's one Nikuda. So that's the lowest Darga on the Darga on the level of Guf. On the second level, he says, that we're talking about, it was Bekaimasa Nivru. The second is Bedaita Nivru. That Das means everything has some sort of Teichen to it, just like a Seichel to Adam. Everything was fully a complete Das. Fine. So that's the second Darga. The third Darga is Yoifi. Everything has a certain Tiferes, the Maral says. Everything has a certain Yoifi. By Adam, specifically, it's Tzelem Elokim, and everything was created with its Tzelem Elokim, with its Tzura, with its Yoifi, and Adam with Tzelem Elokim. And the Maral says that each Darga is one above the other, that the Darga of Koima is the lowest Darga, that's the Guf, Das is a higher Darga, and Yoifi or Tzivyon is the highest Darga, because he says Yoifi is something that's not Gashmi at all. That's the Maral's Hezbro over there. And the it's the highest Darga, and he says that's Keneged Bria Yitzir and Asir, that says my Sebracious, Vayas, and the Vayetzer, and the Vayifra, is Keneged Vizinyani. It needs a Hezbro. I mean, how in the world did the Yoifi become the pinnacle above Das? I mean, it's bad enough we say Sheka Chayin Vevla Yoifi, that Chayin and Yoifi are Sheka and Hevel. And then, and we put Yoifi not only ahead of the Guf, but ahead of the Das also, because the Das is completely Elokai, the Maral says, and it's not Gashmi at all. Well, what does that mean? So let's understand, and there's it's a very fine Nekuda here. The Maral uses, and a lot of the Kadmonim use, the Lashonis of Chaymer and Surah. That everything in the Bria has a Chaymer and Surah. The Moshel is, Chaymer is like the piece of stone, and Surah is the image that you engrave on the stone, that you carve out. You carve out a picture of a person riding a horse. That's the tzura on it. That's the way, that's the simple ivritage. The truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. The chomer itself is a physical entity. It's a piece of stone. It has a certain weight. It has a certain size. It has a certain roughness to it and edges. It's completely bound within physical characteristics. That is what the stone is. If you put it in a computer, the computer will instantly, or however much time it takes, tell you what it is. It'll dissolve a little bit of the rock and tell you that it's composed of the following minerals, the following weight, the following shape and sharpness, and so on and so forth. That is the world of chaima. There is no way that let's say you carve out the stone as a warrior with the face riding a horse, a typical statue. So the computer will tell you how much it weighs and how much space there is and how much area and everything about the stone. But there is no way in the world that the computer will tell you that it's a statue of somebody fighting a war. The recognizing the tzura that comes out of it is something that really is not the thing itself. It's not palpable. If I have a picture from a very good artist, and I have a picture of somebody sad, I look at him and say, "Oh, he has such a sad look on his face." How do I translate that in physical terms? How do I explain? I can tell you the colors that can be translated physically. I can tell you the amount of paint and the size and everything, all the dimensions of every little piece of it. But why is it that there's a tzura of sadness that comes out of the person's face? There's no way a person could possibly, there's no way to translate it to something physical. That's the tzura it has. Let's give something very in the Bria, something that is, let's give two examples where you see that a tzura on top of a chayma. A person's hand, for instance, is very physical. It has a certain size. It reaches. It swings at a certain angle because of the joints, and the muscles pull it and push it. You can draw a completely mechanical model of a hand, and that's fine. And it's very clear what happens if you tie off the finger, it'll move this way. If you tie off the hand, it won't move that way. It's a completely mechanical metzius. A person's mind and brain is a very interesting relationship. If you take away the brain, there's no mind. If you take away part of the brain, it affects the mind. On the other hand, the brain itself is not the mind. The two same brains, one physically exactly the same, one has all sorts of machshavas, the other one doesn't have machshavas. We recognize that you can't have the thinking without a brain. But the brain is not the thinking in the way that the hand is the motion. It's a very different mahala. So we have things that are tzuras that lay on ruchnistika chaymer. Without the chaymer, there's no tzura, but the chaymer itself is not the tzura within itself. It's so to speak, the tzura rests on it. Let's take another example. We take a phenomenon like gravity. So every physical entity follows the laws of gravity. And when a stone falls and it accelerates to a certain speed and it hits something or whatever it is, that is a physical metzius. It's a stone, it's going fast and has a certain amount of impact. But the law that stretches across to all the stones and apples, everything else that falls and flies and goes, that's a tzura that actually is not the chafetz itself, but it's the tzura that kind of floats on all of the physical realities of the world. The laws, so to speak, the mathematical realities, are tzuras that that sort of, so to speak, rest on that entity. So you have Chaymer and Tzura are the physical world and the non-physical. I don't want to use the word spiritual for a reason. The non-physical Metziasen, the impalpable Metziasen that dwell on, rest on, float on the physical realities. That's the world of Chaymer and Tzura. There's a Gevaldike Psalmsophal version, Loi Noya Dvarim, we would say, Loi Ruyim Advarim. He speaks about the Milas of Yoifi that the Chazal speak, that the Psukim speak about. And he speaks about it in other contexts. And it's, I mean, I'm quoting one place, but Tachlis, it's a Ruach Advarim, it's in a lot of places. He has a very clear. He has a clear mahalach. He starts off in the pasuk. It says, "Kinechmadu lahaskil by the Eitz Hadas." He says, "The first step to ruchnius is yoifi." In other words, what the world calls culture is a first step to ruchnius. In other words, if I have a warm bed, a child, a baby also feels. It's warm. It's pleasant. A sweet food, a baby also feels. But a pretty blanket is something that requires a perception. It's not the physical reality, it's a tfisa of something above a physical reality. A table that's set nicely is above the physical reality. It's not the piece of food that's sweet or fatty in my mouth and my stomach. It's the tzura of it that in itself has a certain, it's one step above physical, and that's why Yefes is a step above Chum, but if at stopping over there, it's worthless until it proceeds on to Olei Shem. But Tachlis, Yoifi, music is more than the banging and certain sounds. It's with the right amount of banging and strumming and blowing, I have a whole new thing. I have a whole description of a mood, an event, and so on. That's the Metzius of Yoifi in the Bria. So Yoifi in the Bria itself, at its lowest level, is already Tzura as opposed to Chaymer. To us, Yoifi is the Maila of Tzura dwelling on Chaymer. The stone, the carvings are all Chaymer. The appearance of somebody galloping on a horse is Yoifi. It's not a physical reality. It's something that it's a deeper tfisa in the Indian. That's the lowest dark of Yoifi. The Bria itself was created, so a person himself in Olam Haruchni, let's go a step weiter. In Olam Haruchni, there are Maisim Tovim. There are tons and tons of Maisim Tovim. A person can do tzedakah, and a person can daven, and a person can learn, and a person can put up a mica, and a person can take a shofar. All of these are physical reality, so to speak, of Olam HaMitzvos. In a sense, that's the Chaymer of Olam HaMitzvos. Any one Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a certain Chaymer of Olam HaRuchni. But when we take the word Tzelem Elokim means the picture that emerges from Elokus when you have the entire picture. Mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim, we said, we were learning in Pirkei Avos, that it's like a worm of the body. There's a tzura klolis of the worm together, that's tzuras Adam, and that's Tzelem Elokim. That is the Yoifi in the Olam HaRuchnis. It's the picture of a likus that comes off all of the mitzvahs. We said, L'shem Yichud Kutcha B'richo Shchintei, it's L'shem Yichud that comes out of a mitzvah, that comes out of all the mitzvahs together. That's Yoifi in the Olam and Tzura in the Olam of Ruchnius. There's a very important nekuda in the Olam of Tzura, and that is Chaymer is measured in quantity. I have one stone, I have two stones, I have 10 stones. I have a stone that weighs a half a ton, a stone that weighs a ton, a stone that's hard, a stone that's white. I can have quantity. So if stones are good, so one stone is good, and two stones is better, and five stones are five times as much. One diamond is worth a lot of money, two diamonds is worth twice as much money, 10 diamonds is worth 10 times as much money. The world of Chayma is, its mitzias is quantified and measured by quantity. That is the Olam of Chayma. The Olam of Tzura is not measured at all by quantity. It has two formats. Yes or no. Shleimus or nothing. For instance, if a person has a floor laid out, tiles, and is missing one tile, so you put in another tile. You buy another tile and you put it in. So the floor has $1,000 worth of tiles, and he's missing one tile, and he puts another tile. That's the way Chayma works. On the other hand, if a person, and we could say a house that's finished except for one tile is 99% livable, you just have to put in that last tile. On the other hand, let's say a person has a picture, a beautiful painting hanging in his living room, and his kid decided to paint in one face with an orange crayon. So a person is going to say, no, it's 98% a beautiful picture. It's not 98% a beautiful picture, it's 100% ugly. It's bad. Because there's no commas. You can't say 98% is nice. If it's missing one thing, it's missing one thing. Not only if it's missing, but a person will say, ah, this face is a very beautiful face. So Madach, if it has a nose, that's 5 inches long, it's so beautiful, add another 5 inches, it'll be twice as beautiful. It won't, because it's a mizug and a shleimus of a tzura. And b'meila, when it's exactly the way it's supposed to be, when it's perfect, then it has the yofi. Yes, a commander, not a dummy. A behemoth that has an extra foot is as straight as if it doesn't have a foot. It's missing a foot. 5 feet and 3 feet are the same tarfus. Because when you have a tsura that comes out of it, then anything that's not a tsura is not a tsura. It makes no difference if it's by putting more paint or less paint, more feet or less feet. You don't have the tsura. So, Nimtzina Lameidim, yofi as a tnai requires that it be perfect. And it's only shayach b'shlei musay, and it gives off a whole new mitzias that's ruchni, that's not chumri, it rests on the chayma. Take away one piece of the painting is gone. It no longer looks so striking. But it's a lot more than the piece of paint there. That is the olam of tzura. So you have HaKadosh, that's what the Maral means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'kaymosam. That's the physical reality. And he created the world b'daitam. That's the teichin. The tzivyonam, he says, is a completely it's a whole new dimension of ruchnius that rests on top of it. Seichel itself is closer to gashmius. The thoughts, the das alikim, that's something that's a step beyond that. So the final daga is yofi in the sense that everything in the Bria projects a certain image beyond it. Since we know that everything in the Bria represents something. On the Maisim Merkava, we have a Demus Shoyer and a Demus Aryeh. We have a Demus Nesher. We have Kisusasi Berichvei Paroi. All of the Brias in the world have in themselves a Nakuda of that they give off, and that's the crown of the Bria. Since this Mahalach is Shayach only in the Dovah Sholem, as long as it's lacking, the Mahal also says by Yifas Torah, I think he says, Graya, that the mile of it was, if she was Fasta Yifas Mara, that she was Sholem Begufa of Sholem Benafsha. I want to focus on the word Sholem. Since Yoifi dwells only on Shleimus, where there's no Shleimus, there's no Yoifi. There couldn't be a demus of shleimus, of tzur shleimus, until the last av. Since the others together built a binyan, so Avram was not shalem, Yitzhak was not shalem, On Yaakov it says the word Shalom, that he came Shalom to Peniel, and Bimela, the Shlemus is the only part. When you have Shlemus, that's where you can have Yofi. So the Meila of Yaakov is Tam, the Shlemus of Yaakov, and Yaakov's Meila of Yofi are one and the same. Chazal say, the Gemara says in Gemara Bava Basra, Ches, it says Rabbi Noah have a Mitzayin Marasa. Rabbi Noah painted graves. So he came to Maras Machpelah, and Tzarichus Dvarim there, he saw Avram, he saw Yaakov, and he wanted to go see Adam Arishan. So Basco came out and said, "Histakalta bitmust yukni, yukni atzma altistaka." You looked already at Yaakov, who's similar to Adam. That's as far as you can get. Adam is tzel malakim kimat mamish, and Yaakov Avinu is doimelo. Like it says, and the Gemara says, and the hemshach of that maimer is shufer the Yaakov kein shufer Adam Rishon. Yaakov's beauty, Yaakov's yofi, was a ke'ein of the shufra of Adam Arishan. So Adam Arishan's yofi, Rashi says, is because Betzalim alikim nivra. His demus was Betzalim but demusoi, his musoi. He had the tsura and the demus of Elyonim, and Yaakov was a ke'ein of that. In other words, the yofi of Yaakov is tzalim and demus. It's the tsura that's oila from the Metzias. So Yaakov is the ishtam. Yaakov is the one who is the yofi also. And b'meila the mida and the mida the Metzias of Adam Arishan as being tzelem lekim is the Metzias that Yaakov has. People make a mistake. It says in Chazal that the demus yuknoi is chakuk atachs kisei hakovid. The demus of Yaakov is chakuk under the kisei hakovid. So people understand it very shallowly. A mashal ki'ilu, you like somebody, and the mela you can't have him around all the time. So you take a picture and you hold the picture in your wallet so that you always remember the person. That's the way you understand it. Ki'ilu kaviyochol Yaakov is a great guy and Hakadosh Baruch Hu likes him, so he has a picture of his on the Kisa Kovit. The Peshat is the exact opposite. The Chelek of Yaakov, that's the core of Yaakov, is the Demus Yuknoi. Yaakov's greatest point is his Demus Yuknoi. Not any particular Midah, as much as the total Mizug of all the Midahs together in its Tzura. That's Yaakov's Midah. And Bemela, the Yaakov Avinu is tzura is chukuk is a covet because his tzura is a chelik al yodim mamish of all his features. Avram's chasodim is up there, and Yitzchok's gvuris and Yitzchok's avod is up there. A Yaakov, if we want to grab what's the essence of Yaakov, the must yuknoi is his essence that belongs up there in kisa covet. That's the pshat mechazal. Let's go back to the yarn. B'meila Yaakov Avinu's mitzias of Shleimus, of Ishtam, and the mitzi, and certainly as the Hashlom of the others, in his own midas he was mimuzik, his midas were perfectly balanced, and in the others he provided the balance between Avram and Yitzchak, he was the Shleimus of it. The raya that its Shalom is in its yofi. If a person finishes a building, the raya of how well it's built, is its sturdiness, or how well it protects the elements. A picture, a painting, its raya is how striking is it when you see it. If when you put in the final stroke, somebody looks at it and says, "Wow, he's overwhelmed by it." That's the raya that it's shalom. If it still doesn't quite hit you, then it's missing something. You have to add, you have to take away, you have to fix it. Yaakov Avinu's the proba on Yaakov, the test on Yaakov would be the tsura and the mus. That's called the midah of Yaifi. That's the midah of Tiferes that shayach to Yaakov. It's the pshat is that because it's so balanced, it's so shalom, it projects something way beyond itself. That's the demus of Yaakov. V'meila Avram taka. In other words, the yefi. That's the yefi we're talking about is taka higher yefi. Avram tavram yefi wasn't shayach, but that wasn't the midah yet. Yaakov specifically, the midah was yefi. And I want to explain it in terms of Ruchnis also. A person who is a big Ruchnistic person, he fasts all week long and he doesn't look at an Isha, he's not mistaka the Isha and so on and so forth. And he's Zohir and a lot of Zahirus in a Muflidic way, an extraordinary way. But Benon Chavero just doesn't have time for it. It's hard, it's difficult, it frustrates his Avodah. It's not a chisaron. I mean, he has tremendous milus in one area, he's lacking another area. But it's not yefi, it's not a tsura, it doesn't carry in itself the tsura of shlemus. Another person can be very big in chesed and doing and empathizing and so on and so forth. But zahirus and this and that, it's not so good. That's also, it's big milus, lacking in his milus. Noya b'maseh means that the tzura as it is comes across when everything is right, everything fits in its spot. People say, "Well, it's like Chazal say, a person who learns and is ma'isim anoyim." Then people say, "You know, look at this person. You know, he deals honestly, he does well, and so on and so forth." You know, Ashim Shalom Dater and so on. When everything is aligned perfectly, the person projects a certain alikus that leaves a mark. So Yaakov Avinu's Mida of Shlemus projected itself as Yoifi, and B'Mela, he needed someone not with a lot of Maisim Tayyim. It was very important B'Noa B'Maseh. Certainly, Rachel's Milus. Of the two Milus, and that is Yoifi. Yoifi means everything snapped into place in a way that you saw much more on the person. The person became just like the brain. If everything is right, the oilam of machshava dwells on it. In a person, if his maisim are perfect, then the oilam, then the tzelem alakim dwells on it. That was Yaakov's milo. We asked about the dmus tiyukne shel aviv is damin loy, and that's why. So what's the godless of Yosef? The answer is adrabba. It's a much, much deeper inyan. Let's say a person. Let's take a person who is a person is about to nishul an avera, and I tell him, as pleasant as the avera is, the fire that's going to burn in Gehenna is going to hurt much, much more. So if a person stops, then he did it by reducing the Olam Haba to terms of Olam Hazeh. And it's good. Listen, that's the elementary Halavai, like it says, Halavai, a person should be Nizza like his Nizza from the Adam. At least he didn't do Ravera. But it's a particular year of Shemayim for a particular Aveira. If I tell a person, if you do that, you're not going to have the Tzelem Alekim. And the person desists from the Aveira, it's a much more profound godless on the person. If I tell a person, let's give another example. If I tell a person, you know, if you get schlepped along with this chabura and you get involved in businesses, and you know you're going to get into trouble because they're going to do things that are not so good, and they mainly get into trouble and you'll suffer and you'll lose your money and this and that, so on and so forth. And the person desists. Okay, you know, it shows something. The person had das to wave it to, but still, sachakol, it's shava b'shava. If I tell a person, you know, if you get involved with it, you're not going to become a lamdin. You could become a real lamdin, you could know by metziah. If you get fashed up with it, you're not going. And a person desists, that's a much more profound godless on the person, because what he's doing is he's preferring a metziah of ruchnius above a metziah of gashmius. Knowing by metziah, being a lamdin, it's not a shava b'shava with making money. It's a whole different mahalach. What this person is showing is that he prefers a mahalach of that over this. So if a person is about to do an avera, and it's the strongest taiva a human being has, with all the irfan and the chazal pictured, it was yoyim yoyim, and that the pasuk pictures was yoyim yoyim, and he was a nar, and he was, everything was ready. And something, and he would have pulled back because of any particular point, so it's a gewalt gezach, but it means that basically his maila is whatever the point that he pulled back with. The must yuknoi shall other than his damanloi means that he realized that surah of Yosef would be nifka. That surah closed, he'd have 1,001 maisim tovim to his credit with a lot of wonderful amhaba and one avera, but that one avera means that the yoifi of tzelem alekim is not there anymore. He pictured this. Yosef's surah was a copy of Yaakov's surah, and the Mela, he said to himself, "I'm going to be missing that surah, that I can't do." Or the way Chazal said, all the names are going to be written on the avonim, and yours not. So the pshat is that the avonim don't carry anymore. The big ekuna will recover tiferes. They don't have that tiferes anymore, and the Mela, he can't do it. So the Maila of Yosef, and who is a sharper version of Yaakov in this Nekuda, of Yoifi, is that he can relate to the tzura of everything as being the Iker. And if being pagan, one thing, I don't have to look at this Nekuda and make it into a very big Nekuda. For a normal person, if I want to desist from Avera, if I want to tell him, listen, don't do this Avera. The guy says, no, it's a very, very small Avera. So the only way I can do is tell him it's a very, very big avera, it's a terrible avera, it's a sniff of this, it's even a small avera you get a lot of gehenna for. That's the only way I can deal with it, because the person is thinking kamustik. But if I tell him, you know, it's you're right, it's a tiny, tiny avera, but in a big day malchus, one tiny spot passes it. The tzelem alekim is nifgam with the slightest gam. And the person says, I can't break my tzelem alekim. That's an infinitely greater person than a person that desisted because of a point-by-point thing. That's the metzius that we're holding now at the apex of the avos. And it's something that it translates to us in a lot of ways. A lot more. On the one hand, we're talking about the highest mile of avos. We're talking about the b'china, the b'chinas teferes, the b'chir shabavos, Yaakov as Ish Sholem, and Yaakov as the Must Yuknei, Chokut Akis HaKovei, and Yaakov as Shufer Yaakov, and so on. But there's a much more profound, it's negeret us in a lot more ways. And let's take two inyanim. One inyan is, generally speaking, a person does, everybody has a strength, and everybody has his weaknesses. For one person, learning is easier and davening is harder. For one person, davening is easier and learning is harder. For one person, both are not difficult, but chesed is difficult, and so on and so forth. Everybody has his inyanim. And a person finds comfort with himself. And says, listen, I'm doing so much in the world of chesed, davening, learning, kiruv, digdaka mitzvahs, and so on. Whichever one is approached me, you know, that's my ticket to Gan Eden. Fine, in terms of tickets to Gan Eden, maybe. But there's another shaila. A person's striving is for tzelem alekim. A person was created b'tzelem kedmusay. A person was created, that's Adam, that's Tzuras Adam. I'm not Tzuras Adam if there's a gaping hole in me. If I'm very good hearted and do a lot of tevis, but I can't buckle down and learn and work on myself, that's nothing. That's not tzelem alekim. If I learn shtark, but I don't have time to speak to somebody, I don't have ability to relate to somebody else. All of those inyanim you're lacking. It's a whole new mahalak. Anyone that's not holding by Tzelem Elokim is holding much lower. If he has no perception, no sense of what about the Tzura of Atam, what does the Tzura of Atam Chacham look like? What's the Tzura's Adam? That's one daraga. The second daraga is, the second inyan is understanding that within a person's shleimus, when a person cuts corners, there are days he doesn't come, there are things he misses out. Again, the feeling is always that, you know, if I work hard all week long, how terrible is it if I shave off an hour on a Friday, shave off an hour on a Sunday, or I shave off a little here, a little there. The problem with that is that's all locked into the tefisa of kamos. It's locked into the tefisa of chaymer. So mitzvahs are packages, and learning is for package, and chesed is a package. So 10 packages, 100 packages, 1,000 packages, big packages, small packages, heavy packages. That's the tefisa we're locked into because of part of the world of chaymer. That's not the tachlis of Adam. A person was created b'tzalmei b'musay. A pgam in shleimus is in shleimus. The only thing that exists in yoifi, what exists is everything or nothing. And I want to add a practical nekuda here. When people hear something like that, so you say to yourself, listen, everybody knows I'm not going to be shalom. I was never shalom, and I can't ever imagine a mashgiach is going to stand up and say, Rabbeisa, you're all perfect. Nothing more to do. It doesn't happen. We don't imagine it happening. So some of you say, well, it's either that or nothing. That's not true. You could have paintings also come in different sizes. You could have a more beautiful painting, a less beautiful painting. A hole in the middle is ugly on all paintings. There are things that the pshat is, it's a higher dagger or lower dagger. It's a shleimistic a person. His learning is focused. His davening is serious. He cares about other people, and so on. His time is he's careful with his time. That's a shleimus. Is he profoundly involved in the sugya? Is he completely lost to this world when he davens? Does he give away his bread? No. But there are daragas in Yoifi also. Like it says in Chazal, that the Rabbi Yechanan's demus was Kein Yaakov. Rabbi Avu's demus was Kein Rabbi Yechanan. And Yaakov itself, it says, demus yukna istakalta, yukna gufalt istakal. That's not... There are daragas. There are daragas. The question is just the attitude. And does a person understand that there's a tselem and a tsura, that that's what his goal is? Then there are no unimportant pieces. There are no pieces that can be cut away. There are different daragas. But if a person is just stuck with a tefisa of bits and pieces, then pieces missing don't shter. If a person has 1,000 diamonds or 900 diamonds, not a big difference, not a big deal. That is the difference in tefisa. So every person where he is, there's a tefisa where he's looking at the picture as a picture. He's looking at it as a tsura. The world of Torah and mitzvahs is together, when it snaps into place, creates a Tzelem Elokim, it creates a demus, and every person, if that's the attitude, that means that not doing averus becomes part of a new mahalach of demus yukna shakov. This is not the tzura of Adam. This losing the Tzelem Elokim when I do it, that becomes a way a person understands it. And every person, his daraga, like Chazal said, it's a long list of ke'ains, of shufra, there are words like shufra bechon, shufra bechon, shufra this, shufra is like the shufra Yaakov. But that doesn't, you can be a small person. But if you have a certain sense of that shleimus, then you become a chelik of that surah, and as a reflection of reflection of reflection, you also become a tzelem of kin.